other news today, Hunter Biden is speaking out in an expletive-filled interview that some are calling unhinged. And among his targets, George Clooney, who famously went public about former President Biden's cognitive decline.
Him and everybody around him.
It's a bleep fest as Hunter Biden goes after George Clooney.
George Clooney is not a actor. He is a I don't know what it is.
The troubled former first son is clearly still holding a major grudge over Clooney's 2024 New York Times op-ed urging Joe Biden to quit the presidential race.
What do you have to do with anything? Why do I have to listen to you? What right do you have to step on a man who's given 52 years of his life to the service of this country?
That was unhinged. And
Hunter's rant is leaving many flabbergasted.
It's incredibly disturbing to watch. It's just foul-mouthed rants after foul-mouthed rants.
He also lashed out at President Trump.
He's a dictator thug.
Slamming the president for deporting undocumented migrants.
How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you got food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are the criminals.
The White House today is hitting back on social media. A Border Patrol agent was just shot in the face by two criminal illegal aliens that Joe Biden led into the country. But Hunter is more concerned about who is going to clean up his hotel room after his benders. Hunter is also giving a new explanation for his father's disastrous debate performance that ended his campaign for re-election. He claims the former president was under the influence of sleeping pills.
He's 81 years old. He's tired. You give him Ambien to be able to sleep. He gets up on the stage and he looks like he's a deer in the headlights.